In mid-March will be the one-year anniversary of Philadelphia closing its public school buildings. Since then, none of the district's 120,000 students have stepped foot in a classroom. So how do schools stay connected to families in this disconnected world? WHYY's Javi Wolfman-Aaron talked to educators about that difficult but vital tasks.
Principal Andrea Surratt's desk at E.W. Rhodes School in North Philadelphia usually has envelopes on it, but not always the kind she wants.
This is what we get back a lot. Unable to forward, wrong address, whatever.
She sees the words return to sender a lot these days. Before the havoc of the pandemic economy, Surratt says 20% of the students at her K-8 school didn't have stable housing. She thinks it's a lot higher now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every time we make a phone call, I'm here with so-and-so, I'm living with this person.
Virtual school has Surratt and her staff in a constant battle. Kids can disappear from the digital classroom for days on end. It's their job to find them.
I got an email yesterday, fifth grade teachers. Ms. Surratt, these two kids have not been to class, and I looked, they haven't been to class in probably over a month. These are fifth graders.
A home visit found the students living in a dilapidated house with no supervision, so Surratt tried to call their mom.
Mom changed the number. She's not responding. I finally got in touch with an aunt. I said, look, these children have not been to school. I need you to tell that mom to get in touch with me. And she said she didn't have her sister's number. And so it's just this constant will. You're constantly battling to get these kids online.
That's for two children at a school of roughly 500. So far this school year, Surratt says there are about 20 kids they've simply never found. Across the school district, attendance has dipped this year, and it's dipped the most for students of color. That's the population Surratt mostly serves, and the same at Adby Anderson School in West Philadelphia. Principal Lorena Tolson has a team there called Boots on the Ground.
At some point throughout the week, we are, okay, it's Boots on the Ground time.
That means knocking on the doors of students who've been missing.
There's this one family that I think I've shown up to their house during this time maybe like six or seven times. And then finally the parent said, so you're not going to let this go? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to let it go. I can't. I'm fixated on your child coming to school.
Tolson says it's the consistency that counts. Every absence gets a phone call. Every communication goes out digitally and in the mail. You just have to keep chipping away.
Today, I probably drove my parents crazy because I've been sending out stuff, since 7:30 this morning.
Colette Butler is a community liaison at James Logan School in North Philadelphia and the person who's on the streets and on the phones trying to contact parents.
Building the relationship, that's major, especially at this time where we can't touch, we can't see, we can't do things that would normally be done.
Butler has to make a lot of routine calls, but she also likes to make time for wellness checks, just little conversations where she's asking a parent about life. It's a window into the stress many parents are dealing with right now. She felt it particularly with one mom recently.
She just said, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. I'm overwhelmed.
And this is the dance for educators, the delicate balance. You want kids to be in school, but you have to show families and the students that you understand what they're going through.
Hey, Ms. Rock.
How you doing? What's your question?
Back at E.W. Rhodes School in North Philadelphia, Principal Andrea Surratt spends part of her Friday checking in on a class of middle schoolers. She says a lot of teenagers are struggling to balance online school with real-life demands. And sure enough, as soon as she logs on, she gets bombarded with requests from students who need to leave school early.
Well, I have to go with my aunt to her ultrasound, and that's at 10:30, so I guess I'm missing it.
And I have to go help my grandmother go shopping because she's almost 70.
Surratt listens patiently to the list of family obligations, and then she gives the students her blessing to duck out early.
Okay, so listen, just make sure that the teacher knows.
Amid the commotion, she notices one student not communicating at all, and she refuses to let it drop.
Need to respond, you know I'm going to call your house.
The boy surely knows that the call is coming. Surratt can't control much right now, but she can control that. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.